Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Chavav, and today's shiur this week again is sponsored the Refuah Shleima Beila Chana Bas Esther, the Refuah Shleima, and today's shiur also is sponsored in memory of Dr. Gustav Kaplan by his daughter and son-in-law Susan and Howard Kahn. In memory of Dr. Gustav Kaplan by his daughter and son-in-law Susan and Howard Kahn. Thank you for the sponsorship. Again, everybody, feel free for any type of simcha or other. Feel free to sponsor and contact the website. Okay, Chaf Hei Amabes. We are up to the two dots on the third white line, but first we have to have a discussion, the last few lines that we just read. So the Gemara said that a chamson, somebody who forcibly takes something of yours after paying for it, that's a chamson. I see your watch, I throw money at you, and then I take your watch. So the Gemara, that originally was not on the list of people who were pasul eidus, because after all, he pays for it, but kamash balan, because he grabs it, so they put him on the list. As tosvos meikara, v'yim tomar, v'lifso midaraisa. Forget, are you going to do a drabanan because he's maybe a drabanan, a kain gazlan, he's pasul daraisa. Dega avar alav de los achmod. He's violated the Aveir of Losachmod. And Losachmod, and you violated Losachmod so much that you even took the guy's thing from him, even if you paid for it, so that's your pasul. Losis Aveir in Voschanon. That's without a Maisa. That's without a Maisa. But Losis Aveir is even where you violate it, so why aren't you pasul for that? So Tosis gives two answers. Why aren't you pasul for Losachmod? Answer number one is, people think that losachmod is mashma that you only violate losachmod where you don't pay for it. But if you would pay for it, that wouldn't be losachmod. That's Tosfos' first answer. It's only losachmod if you don't pay for it. If you finally get something of somebody's, if you desire it without paying for it. If you pay for it, there's no losachmod. Tosfos doesn't accept that answer because he quotes from elsewhere, from Bab Metzia, beginning of the first parak, that it sounds like people don't think it's usser if you pay for it, but it really is usser. Meaning it really is usser. So v'yesh lomar, Tosfos, Bodhi Shlomar, Stos doesn't like that answer. He explains it a little more. Maybe it is usser, but people don't think it's usser. It is usser. Even if you don't give money. People don't think it's usser. And as we said yesterday, if you remember, the psul of Osachmod, the psul of Eidus is only if people think they're doing something wrong. That is the first answer Tosfos gives. That it is usher even with giving money, but people don't think it's usher. V'yod yesh lomar, d'hachi hachi ka'amar, d'mei kayahiv, v'hayu mefaisim osam, ad sheyom erot sa'ani. There's a losachmod here, because, you're right, it starts off as a kind of a losachmod, but because of that, you convince the guy, eventually, to say, okay, fine, I want to give it to you. Rot sa'ani. Imkein lo avi alav losachmod. Right, so the why isn't there losachmod here? First answer is that there is losachmod, but it's not enough to pasul. The second answer is that there is no losachmod because they tried and tried and badgered the person so much until they said, okay, fine, I want to give it to you. Originally, maybe he wouldn't have wanted to, but once he says rosani, then we say there is no losachmod. Two answers related to why there is no problem of losachmod here. Again, losachmod is a major discussion. Very important discussion is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Gezela, in Perek Aleph, right at the beginning of Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam puts losachmod, which already itself is interesting. Where would you put losachmod if you were writing the Sefer Nezikin in the Rambam? Maybe you wouldn't even put it in Sefer Nezikin. But the Rambam puts it in Hilchas Gezela. Kolach chomed avdo o amaso o beisav akel shel chavero. If you desire anything of your friend, o kol davar sheefshar lo sheyikneu mimenu, or anything that you can get from him, the hichbid alav bereim, the hifserbo, and you badger him, and you say, "Come on, please! Oh, come on, please sell it to me! Oh, I really want it! I really want it!" You keep going and you keep going. Ad shelachlo mimenu, until he eventually sells it to you. Af al pi shenasan lo damim rabim, even though you paid a small fortune for it, but originally he didn't want to sell it to you, but you kept going and tried, and finally he sells it to you. Halayreizeh over below sase shenemar losachmod. You violate losachmod, and then comes the two lines of the Rambam, which many try to figure out. V'ein lokin alav zeh b'pnei she'ein bo maisa. You don't get malchus for losachbo because it's ain bo maisa. Lav she ain bo maisa, you don't get malchus. And the very next line of the Rambam, the eino over belav ze at sheyikach achefet shechamad. And you don't violate losachbo until he eventually gives it to you. Because before then it might be just be losisave, but you don't violate until he sells it to you. So asks the Ravid, asks the Velt, what's what I'm talking about. First he says, you don't get malchus because it's ain bo maisa. And the very next line he says, and by the way, you don't violate los achbod until you get him to sell to you and you pay the money for it. So it's like, there is a maisa. You only violate with a maisa. So is it a lav shein bo maisa or is it a lav shein yesh bo maisa? So which is it? So that's the Ravid says, lo ra'isi dover tamei gadol mizeh. He said that many times. I don't know which one in his hierarchy of tmius. The Ravid says, I never saw something so wondrous. The heichan maisa gadol min atilas achefetz. What? Where is there a greater maisa than taking the object? Rafa says, "Avol hayelo lomar mipreshu chayev b'tashlumin." A different reason you might have said, because you have to return it. Lavanitak lasei, lavanitak latashlumin. That's a good answer. But lav sheim ba maisa. Rafa says, "The next line there is a maisa." Shaharihu kegazlan shachayev lahashiv zekzeila lafirach ino oke. I'll agree to the Rambam. They don't get malchus, but not for his reason. It's not a lav sheim ba maisa. It's a lavanitak latashlumin. You have to pay it back. So therefore, that's the Ravid's complaint. What's the answer? What's the answer for the Rambam? Already the Rishonim point this out, that of losach mode, you're right, you have to do a maisa, but that's not an inherent part of the Avera. The Avera is belief. It's in my heart. The Avera is to desire the other guy's object. And that's why it's defined as a lav shein bo maisa. What do you need the maisa for? The maisa is just a shear in how bad I want it in my heart. I want it so badly in my heart that I'm not going to stop until he gives it to me. But that's not intrinsically part of the Avera. The Avera is that I want it. Once I get him to sell it to me, now I say, okay, you want it in your heart so badly, now you violated. You got him to sell it to you, so now your Avera Shebalev is really bad. It's a shear in the Hargashas Halev, but it's not per se in the act. That's how you have to interpret it.
The Rambam says,
that's how we're reading it, right? You don't violate until you do this, and once you do this, then we say the Aveir in your heart is violated. Right, that's what you say. This is what the Stipler says in Yisro. The Berchas Peres in Yisro. L'chor ha'yanir lomar, t'gam alav de lo sachmod, ikir aveira hi achimud shebelev, t'kidichsiv lo sachmod, shu inyan shuka v'ratzon, rak sheshir ha'chemda, sheyesh bo azhara, hu chemda kazu shehivia lidei totsa'a, shel hasagas hadavar. V'nimsa she'ein ha'hishtavus atzma ma'isa shel etzem ha'iser. The hishtavus itself is not the avera. Ela ha'chemda ha'mashpia al ha'hishtavus. Hi ha'iser. U'ma'isa hishtavus einu ela t'nai b'geder avera shel ha'chemda. Beautiful lashon of the Stipler. He says it. It's a lot of chimud. A lot of chimud. Even one of the other rishonim, the smak, sefer mitzvahs katan. The smak, one of the monia mitzvahs, he puts losach mode in one of the averos that is tully believe. He has different categories. Avera shatully bedibur, avera shatully b'maisa, avera shatully believe. So losachmod is in averos shatully believe. Again, there's a lot by losachmod, but this is the ikra point of the Rambam. This might have dafkamina. What?
What's losisave?
What's losisave? So losisave might be different. That might be right. You have to focus on losisave. What exactly it is? Is that before? Maybe losav is purely, but it has less of a shear. So again, it's a different. Got to look in the chinuch and others what the difference is between lo sachmod and lo sisav. Okay, this also might have implications on how we put lo sachmod with gezel. The more it's a lav iser belev, that is further from gezel, because gezel for sure is an iser maisa. Again, that is a discussion. Anyways, it has to do with the Rambam here. And the Magen Mishnah, by the way, already says it too. You don't need the Stipler. The Magen Mishnah, they already allude to the fact that it's Isser B'Lev, and that's just a shear. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Where are we? Hagaboin v'amuchsin. Right, that's where we are. Fourth line. So the Gaboin, the tax collectors, originally were not on the list, and then they were added on. Meikara Sover, Maitekites, Luka Shakli. Originally we thought the tax collectors, they might have been mean, but they only took what they were supposed to take. Kivan dechazet dechashakli yaseira paslinu. But once we saw they were taking more than what they were supposed to take, they're quasi gazlanim, even though they're taking it, let's say, for the king, not for themselves, they passel them. Amar Rava, Roe Sha'amru, the shepherd that we say here, that a Roe is passel. Echad Roe Behemadaka, Echad Roe Behemagasa. Doesn't matter what type of animal you're shepherding. Behemadaka, which you are more probable to shepherd in other people's yards. That's why you're a Cain Goslin. So Behemadaka. Or Behemagasa, even a cow, right? Even a big animal which doesn't really move too quickly. You're also puzzled by there, by a Roe Behemagasa. Is this really true? Didn't Rava say, Roe Behemadaka, Be'eret Yisrael Psulin. Roe Behemadaka, Be'eret Yisrael is puzzled. Be'chutz La'aretz K'sherin. In Chutz La'aretz, it is kosher. The Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael, you're more chamur, you're more stringent in being choshed because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean the mitzvah of living there. It means the kedusha of the land and how much we care about it. So says the Rava. So Rabbi Hamadak in Eretz Yisrael is possible and Chutz La'aretz is kosher. Rabbi Hamagasa, I feel Eretz Yisrael k'sherin. Rabbi Hamagasa is always kosher. So you see, Rava doesn't passel dakas and gasas. So how do you make sense of the two different statements of Rava? So hahu b'megazlim itmar. Really, Rava says regular shepherd b'medaka b'megazlim they're both pasul. What's that other statement that he says that they're kosher unless they're dakas in Eretz Yisrael? That's talking about you raise them. You don't shepherd them. Meaning you raise them indoors. If you raise them indoors, you're not going to be pasul. They're not grazing on anybody else's property. Even so. Even about Megadlin, there's still one category that's puzzle. Eretz Yisrael, Dakas. Because there, we're still choshed. Maybe they'll run out of the house, they'll run out of the barn, and we have a higher stringency if it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Let's just finish for a second. Hachinami Mistavra, and this also makes sense, that Rava agrees that even Bei Megasas are puzzle. Right, that's the main statement. If they're outside, even Megasas are puzzle, except if they're inside, then not. Midiktani, because the Mishnah we had yesterday. Neman alayat mishlosha roi bakar. Right, what does the Mishnah say? Where I say, I will believe three roi bakar. So what is that mashma? That usually they're pasul. I say, I'll believe it. So my love leidus, isn't that talking about edus? That I'll believe them as witnesses, and usually they're pasul edus. So lo ladina, it could be no raya, because maybe it's talking about accepting them as judges. Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you, it's talking about judges. Diktani shlosha roi bakar, because it says three. Vilei the shlosha lamali. If you're accepting them as witnesses, what does that have to be three for? Just two. It says the Gemara Velamai Ladina, it makes better sense if it's Ladin. So may are you shlosha roi bakar? So then even three roi bakar, you don't need to say in the Mishnah. Kol beit tfasa lo gamri, dina hachi. You need mamish psulim. Even any three people don't know the halacha. You should be able, that should be, the Mishnah could give that example. So the Gemara says, finally, no, Hachi Gamar, Afilu Hani, to those Shrichi B'Yishav. Even these three who are totally not involved in society, so even they can be, accepted, but Lamaisa, it's not a Raya, because maybe the Mishnah is talking about accepting them as Dayanim, so there's no Raya that Behemagasas, or Behemagasas, are Pasol Eidos. Yeah. Any question? No. Okay. Period. I'm Rabbi Huda, continuing the shepherding discussion. Stam roe pasul, stam gabai kasher. A stam roe, a stam shepherd is pasul. Because it's very, assume it's a very probable that he agrees in other people's yards. But a stam gabai kasher, unless you know otherwise, unless you know it's a gabai meches that takes more than he's supposed to take, stam gabai is going to be kosher. And the Gemara gives an example. Avuah de Reb Zeira, the father of Reb Zeira. A lot of stories in the Gemara about Reb Zeira. Not too many about the father of Reb Zeira. A father of Reb Zeira, Avad Gavusa Tlesa Shnun. He was a Gabai Meches for 13 years. Kiaviasi Reishna Ralamasa. Whenever he was accompanying the mayor to come to the city, or the head of the county, Kiavichazi Rabbanan, he used to go ahead, and whenever he used to see the Rabbanan, Amarle, Lechami Babachadarecha. He used to quote them the Pasuk in Yeshaya, you know, go hide. Go hide. Because the taxes are based on how many people he sees. So go hide, so he doesn't see you. And when he used to sui stam people, I guess he couldn't quote them psukim from Tanakh. They wouldn't have gotten the message. So he says that basically the same thing in a different way. Amr, he says explicitly, Reishna Rasalamasa, the head of the city is coming. Viha idna nachas abel from bra ubrala from abba. You know what he's going to do? He's going to shech fathers in front of their sons and sons in front of their fathers. Meaning he's a real meanie. And you better get out of the way, because he's going to collect money from you, and he's going to not have any rachmanis. So what happens? Umignazu kuliyama. And everybody used to hide. This is what the father of Reb Zeira used to do. It's amazing. The head of the city always thought that the Reb Zeira's father collected money from towns where there were hardly any people. Because they were always hiding. They're always hiding. So, what? This Reb Zeira went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira, so this is when he was growing up, and he must have still been in Babel. And the Ksubis, Reb Zeira wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and his Rebbe didn't let him, so he did it in a way that he wouldn't see. So Kiyasi, when the head came, Amar Lei, Mimani Boy, there's nobody here, Reb Zeira would tell him. So what am I supposed to do? There's nobody to collect money from. Kinicha Na, so you see, Stam Gabai could be kosher, like the father of Reb Zeira. And when he died, Amalei, he said, Shkulu Tleser Moi. He even said, take the 13 ma to Tsairele Besadinoi that I have in my knapsack, that I've wrapped up in my sheet, Vahajule Laplanya, and give it back to so and so, the Shaklatinu Minei Vosricholei. I took it from him, I didn't even need to abuse it. So you see how honest he was, and he was Zocha to have a son like Reb Zeira. Good. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Is there an isser to go into the professions that will be possible to Edus? I guess the isser of putting yourself into a nisayon. Well, if you know a profession that everybody is violates halacha, so it's going to be very, very hard not to violate. You have to know a profession, right? You've got to put into halacha mitzvah of terms. I'm not going to mention any, but you have to know, you know, which... If there is a profession that everybody cuts corners and everybody... And it would be very hard... Because if I want to be, I want to keep up with the Joneses in the profession, and if I know that there's a certain profession that I'm going to have to violate halachas, not anything to do with money, maybe with Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe there's a profession that everybody does stuff on Shabbos. And even if I could try to get at it without doing malachas, right, we definitely have to choose a profession. Look, I'll mention one. To be a firm veterinarian is not so simple. Right? Because most of what they do is cirrus. But that's just one. I remember when I had a Talmud once that was always, that said, I always saw myself as a veterinarian. I said, maybe you should see yourself as something else, you know. But you could maybe work for, like, I don't know, do something else with animals, work in the zoo. But you know, sometimes we got to choose a profession not based on what we want to do, but based on how we could work as an Eved Hashem, because that's our first profession. Our first profession is to be an Eved Hashem, and then our life has to fit into that profession. So again, we have to choose it. But yeah, Nechinami, I would say, even though all the great figures in the Bible were shepherds, right? So you might say, you know, I'm not going to pick the profession that Moshe and David and everyone, but maybe shepherds in those days were different than shepherds in the Talmudic times. I don't know. Okay. Well, Avram Avinu, you already know Lot, right? Lot's sheep and the Avram sheep. Okay. Amar Vayter, Amar Shimon. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that originally people who were apostle were Osvei, and then they changed to Sochrei. So what exactly was going on in the Mishnah? So Maika Amar. So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachik Amar. Rav Yehuda says, this is what the Mishnah meant. B'tchilo haya omen, originally they said, Osvei Shvias Ksherin, people who gathered Shvias fruit or kasher. Right? Because you're allowed to gather fruit in Shvias. Right, it's a mitzvah. The Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat peir shvius. So it's a mitzvah. So osi shvius, he gathered shvius ksherin, socherim psulin. But the mert people do business or pasul. Right, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do business with peir shvius. La'achla v'lo l'schora. So Rashi quotes on the third line. La'achla, you have to eat it, then not do business. Misha rabu mamtsiye mos laniyim. But then you know what people used to do? People used to have deals with the poor. And they used to tell the poor people, you know what, gather extra. Gather extra, and then we'll work it out, and I'll pay you for it. But they used to use aniyim as their shlichim. Va'azli aniyim, and the aniyim used to go va'asvilu and gather umaisu and bring it to them. So chazulomar, so they said, you know what, echad v'echad zepsulim. Everybody's pasul. Anybody who, I guess this means anybody who gathers in large quantities. If you just go out to your field and pick an apple, you know, so I don't think that would be included. But that's what they said, not only sochri be'osvei. So kashavu v'nei rechava. B'nai Rechava were bothered by this. What do you mean? Hai Misharabu Anasin, Misharabu Tagar Mi Boilei. Our Mishnah says when the Anasin became rampant. But here, there were no Anasin. Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything. It's when the Tagar, when the merchants became rampant. So Ella, this really must be. B'tchilo hayo omer mechaz v'echaz epsulin. Originally, they already passed the Osvin because of this chash. Misharabu Anasin. But then, once the Anasin became great, who are the Anasin? Am I Ninhu? Arnuna. The government who was forcing Bnei Yisrael to give a lot of produce in form of taxes, Kedemachriz Rabbi Yanai, Puku Vizaro B'Shvius, go out, said Rabbi Yanai, and plant during Shvius. mishum arnona, because you have to pay the arnona. So chazru lomar, so once that occurred, so then people who would gather, you know, were doing it because they had to. So osvin sherin, sochrim sulin. So that's why they went back and were mekel and said the osvin ark sherin. How do we just say you're allowed to plant during shvias because of arnona? So Rashi says on the fifth skinny line, shvias bizman azed rabanan to batla kedusha saaretz. So Rashi says it's talking about in a case where shvias is only dirabanan, only dirabanan. So therefore what? And therefore we can violate dirabanans, right? We know the halacha is there are limits for how much money I have to spend not to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa, but not to do an avera, I have to give away all my money. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. I think in the Ramah quotes in Hilchos Lulav. Hilchos Lulav and Esrog. Right, how much money you have to spend on it? It's a Rashba. It's a Rashba, I think, in Sukkah. In Sukkah, Daf Tes over there by Hidr Mitzvah at Shlish. So that's where the discussion is. How much money you have to spend on a mitzvah? So the question is, here there's a losa say. So you have to give away all your money. So what do you mean you're allowed to plant? So the Gra says, Yesh lomar, the dafka kansha medubar behefsid shall rabim, bilu chachabim lutzorach shas isimidivrayhem. And this is the Rabbanan, Chazal could wipe out if it's a tzorach rabim. Tzorach yachid, I have to give away all your money. Tzorach rabim, not. That is one. Or the Beis Halevi says maybe this wasn't only money, but this could have led to other things. Other alilas, which we're going to get to in Tosas in a second. But that is Rashi's pshat either way. First day is why. How can they do this? It's Drabanan, so Heim Amru v'Heim Amru. There's a little more flexibility. That is Rashi. Look at Tosas. Tosas says, Pikuach Nefesh. Top Tosas, first he quotes like Rashi, and then he quotes, Inami Yishlamar, third line, Pikuach Nefeshu. Shasho Lebe Melech Mas. The Melech is asking, Be'in Lebe Mashi Yifrenu, Umesa Betvisa Melech. Right? That's with the, that's number two, second answer. The Ran, third answer. Fascinating. Again, a huge topic which comes up as from later in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has everything. Third answer is this ones lohaya lahavir elohanaz atzman. The governmental official just wanted money. He didn't want to like prove the Jews were not believers of God. It's what's called hanaz atzman. The chala hanaz atzman yaavar va'al yeharig. The yaavar bishu b'farasya. There's an expansion of Tosas, but he says this is not yarig v'yaavar. Right? He says it's just for money. Just for money. And therefore he's going to endanger the Jews, but it's only because he wants money, so you're allowed to violate. You're allowed to violate there. That is the Ran. Other Achronim I saw say, maybe, and then this is a Chiddush, you got to do more research, maybe the Isra of planting in Shemitah is only if you're doing it for your own Tzorach. But if you're doing it for the Tzorach of the Melech, that's not called Zriya B'Shvias B'Isr. So that's already a lumpus. That fundamentally they're not doing anything wrong because they're not doing it for their own needs. Either way, this is Rashi and Tosas and the Ran, and then the fourth suggestion of the Achronim. Okay, so let's continue now with the story. Rabbi Chia Bar Zonaki, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadak. Havli Ka'azli La'Abrishana Ba'Asya. They were going to be Ma'Abrishana in Asya. Paga Be'Reish Lakish. They met Reish Lakish. Itfal Ba'Dai. Reish Lakish says, can I come along? Sure. Join us. Omar, so this is the story. Even before we get into the story, Tosas says, they're going to be Ma'abed Hashan in Asya? Asya's in Chutz Laretz. What would it be Ma'abed Hashan for? We learned earlier in the first parak, you're only allowed to be Ma'abed Hashan in Yehuda. Right, so how are they doing? So Tosas says, it doesn't really mean they're being Ma'aber, it means they're just going to calculate. That's second Tosas. La'aber Ratzolah Lachshov, they're just going to calculate. Others say that no, maybe if there was nobody left in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to do it. That's what Tosas said earlier on Daf Yud Aleph. If there's nobody as great left in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to do it in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see later in the story. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Ador. So says the Ar Sameach, based on a Rambam, but says the Ar Sameach, the term Lohiniach Kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael, that phrase is not talking about the greatest rabbi in this context. Lohiniya Kamoso means the greatest chacham regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Ar Sameach Purus from other Gemaras, was not the greatest in the Cheshbon of Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's why, yeah, the Tosas is right, that if Lohiniya Kamoso b'chutz la'aretz, Lohiniya Kamoso b'eretz Yisrael, so then they're allowed to go and be ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, anyway, they're on their way to be ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz in Asya. And they met Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish tags along. Chazyalu gavar dekakariv. So as on the road, they pass a man who was plowing, and it was during Shemitah. Amar lahen, kohen v'choresh. Reish Lakish says to them, look at this guy. He's plowing, and he's a kohen. What difference does it make that he was a Kohen? We'll see soon. Amru lo, they say, no, come on. Pidan l'kav schus. Yocha lo, mar agistar ani besocho. Maybe he's just a worker in a non-Jew's field. Agistar ani besocho. Right, so therefore, come on, give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Big sugyas, big sugyas. What about, does this prove that when a Goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, does not have Kedusha? Yesh kinyin lafkiya midei, right, lafkiya midei maestras. There's an important Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Hilchos Shmita in the fourth parak that everybody agrees that when a Goy still owns the land, it loses its Kedusha. The only machlokas of Yesh Kinyin and Ein Kinyin is when the Jew buys it back. That's an important Shita. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says here. Everybody agrees. While the Goy owns it, so the Jew has a lot of work there. So they say to Reish Lakish, come on, give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Suchad Yelugavar, they continue walking and they see somebody else. Tukakasa Bakarmi, he was pruning. He was pruning in his vineyard. Armalahan, Kohen Vizama. Reish Lakish says, what's going on here? He's a Kohen and he's pruning. Armalah Yachalomar, La Ekel, Besabara, Nitzar. Maybe he's just taking off branches to use in his olive press. He needs some branches for his olive press. So that's why he's taking off branches. Armalahan, Reish Lakish says, Halev Yodeya, Imla Ekel, Imla Akal Kalos. Kodesh, God knows. God knows what is. You're giving all these excuses, but God knows what his real intention is. Tosas points out here again. Every Tosas here is important. Tosas says, "What do you mean? Even if he's doing it for his olive tree, olive press, isn't it still usser? He's still pruning. What is psikresha? Psikresha. He's still making it better." So Tosas says, "You have to see. We're talking about a case where he's doing it and it's not good for his tree. Have to figure out some case like that." But otherwise, it would be psikresha that it would be usher helping the ground. So, hey, about the uberesha. The Gemara just has a side point before we continue the story. Which story happened first? When they saw the guy plowing, or they saw the guy pruning? So, ilema hakamaisa, if it happened in the order that we have it, hakamaisa amaluberesha, that happened in our order. So, hanami lemra gizar nibisocho. Why didn't they use the same excuse the second time? Maybe it's owned by a guy. So Ella ha'amr liberation. No, it must have been the opposite. The pruning happened first. So they gave a specific answer here. Maybe he's using this for the olive press. V'hadar meluach. And then they said the first story where he couldn't have said that. So therefore they come up with the other answer. Gemara also asks, Maishna Kohen. Why does he make, what does he think he's a Kohen for? Mishum de chashid yashvius. Because Kohanim were chashid regarding Shvius. Titania, because the Brisa says, I'll show you another case. Sa'a Truma Shnapal Me'asah Shal Shvius. A Sa'av Truma falls into 100 Sa'av Shvius. As we know, Mida O'Risa, all you need for Bittel is Rov. All you need for Bittel is Rov. But Mida Rabbanan, we have many different Shiurim. Many different Shiurim for different items. So we have 1/60th, Shishim, we have Me'a, we have Matayim. Akilei Akarim is Matayim and Arla. But Truma is 100. So if Truma falls into 1 to 100, so it's 101 altogether, then it's Bata. But if it's 1 to 99, it's 1 to 99, then that's called Medume. It's called Medume, and a Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. A Kohen can eat it, because a Kohen can eat Truma. So what happens if a Yisrael has a Sa'av Truma that fell into Mea Sa'av Shvius? So Tala, if it falls into 100, fine. It's Bata. Pachos Mikan, but if it falls into 99, Yerkeba, you have to let the whole thing rot. So, Vahavina Ba'amai, Yerkava, why? Yerm Karenel a Kohen. Why don't you sell it to a Kohen? Bidemei Truma, Chutz mi Demei Osasa. Why don't you sell this to a Kohen without making him pay for the Truma? Right? The Kohen could eat it. So, Amar Avchia, Mishbe De'ula, Zoso, Meres, Nechshu, Kohen, and Mishvias. No. You can't sell it to the Kohen because the Kohen are Chashid on Shvias. Why? Why are they Chashid? They're Chashid because, Rashi explains, they think to themselves, hey, we eat Karbanis. We eat Truma. We eat all those Kadosh things. So it must be we can do whatever we want with Shvius too. So they take certain allowances in their Mora Heter dealing with Shemitah, and they will not get rid of their fruit at Zman Bir Shvius. So that's why they are Chashid, right? They're Chashid to eat and keep the Damim after the Zman of Bir. So you see from there, that's why he called him a Kohen. Back to the story. Amru, Truja Hudain. So they said, the two other rabbis said about Reish Lakish, this guy is a quarrelsome guy. He's always arguing. He's always like causing problems. Okay. Kimata lahasam, sliko leigra, shalfuola dargibitute. When they finally got to Asya, they went up the ladder, they went up to the attic and they took the ladder up with them, so Reish Lakish couldn't follow them. Right? They said, oh, yeah, I've had enough. So at that point, Reish Lakish got mad. Asla kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he went in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lei, b'nei adam chashudin al shvius, k'sheirin la'abershana? Right? People who are chashid for shvius, are they could they be ma'abed hashana? According to Tosfos, you'll have to say, are they allowed to at least do the calculations? And then Hadar Elmar, then Reish Lakish said, one second, no, lo kashli, no, that doesn't, I don't think it's a problem. Why? Because me did a habi, shlosha roi bakar. They're no better than three roi bakar. So it must be Rabban, right? So that we said earlier, the Rabbanan that overheard the Shlosha Roi Bakar. Rabbanan Chushbanai Usamach. And the Rabbanan really do with them, really rely on their own Cheshbin, but they overhear and they use it as a smach. So maybe these rabbis, they're no better than those Shlosha Roi Bakar. That the other Rabbanan are going to use them, you know, just to help them out. V'hadamar, then Reish Lakish continues saying, no, lo dami. This is all what he said to Rabbi Yochanan. Hasam adar imnu Rabbanan v'bru la haushasa. No. Over there, the Roy Bakar weren't actually doing it. They were just discussing something, and the Rabbanan used their advice. Hacha, but here, Kesher Rishoimu. The Kesher Rishoimu in a minion. Here, there's a group, they're a group of Rishoim. They keep saying these things about making up these stories. And Kesher Rishoim is I'm in a minion. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, da'aka. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a problem. This is a problem. What does it mean, this is a problem? Pashas da'aka, Rashi says, Sha'ata Koryos on Rishoim. You can't call them these names. I'm sorry, you're my brother-in-law and you're my student, but you can't call on these names. So, continuing the story, Kiyasa l'kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, when the other rabbi saw Rabbi Yochanan the next time, I guess this was in all the papers. So, Amrulei, Karilan Roy Bakar, Amrulei Marvlo Midi, you let him call us Roy Bakar, you didn't say anything? So, Amrulei, he says to them, V'karluchu Roy Tzon Ma'aminalei. What if he would have called you even worse? Sheep shepherders. Right, I would have said something, it's just words. Right, don't worry about it. Just words. Period. End of story. Asks the Tzlach. Interesting question. Why did Reish Lakish only get upset when... Why didn't he get upset after the first two stories? Right? Only after the third time they took the ladder. Now he was really mad because that was personal. Something happened there differently. So Reish Lakish said... So the Tzlach. The Tzlach says in a drasha, he says, no. He says, by the earlier cases, maybe he thought, you know what? These guys are just above and beyond being Matzdik people. Above and beyond being too righteous thinking about other Jews. Okay, I don't agree with them. I think they're wrong. But once he saw they did the opposite, they took the ladder up and they left him out in the cold, he sees, no, this isn't going to work. They're mastic the other guys, but they're marshia me. Then he got upset because it's going in opposite directions. Sometimes you have people who are too much in one direction, too much in the other direction. But after he did this, he sees they're just not consistent. They're not consistent, and therefore, that's when he got upset. Okay. Vayter. Let's continue. My Kesher Rishayim. Where's the source of this idea of Kesher Rishayim, a group of Rishayim? Here we go. Shevna, who was an officer in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Shevna, Havidarish B'Tleis Ravasa. Shevna used to give shir to 13,000 people. Talmidim. Chizkiyahu Havidarish B'Chadzar Ravasa. 11,000. Ki Havasa Sancheres. We know the story. Sancheres besieged Yerushalayim. Ultimately, the Nase occurred, and all of his armies were destroyed by Amalek. But guess what? Zanchar Betzar led Yerushalayim. He surrounded it. So Kasav, so Shevna was rebelling against Chizkiyahu. So he, Kasav, Shevna, Piska, Shada Begira, Shevna wrote a note and sent it with an arrow over the wall to Sancherev. Shevna v'siyata v'shlimo, Chizkiyahu v'siyata lo v'shlimo. We want, Shevna and his people want to surrender. Chizkiyahu doesn't want to surrender. You can wipe him out. Shneamar, Kinei ha-Rishoyim yidruchan keshes, Rishoyim will bend an arrow, that's Shevna, Konin luchitzam al yeser, they'll prepare their arrows. Savika mistafi Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah heard about this and he was all scared now. Omar, Dilma chas v'shalom, Nati daiti tekushabrichu basaruba. Maybe Hashem wants to follow the rove, and maybe rove that the people want to surrender. Kiva the ruba mimsuri, you know, nami mimsuri. Maybe I should give in. So Banavi Vamarlo, no, the Navi came and says, no. Lo somrin kesher lokolasher yomar hamazek kasher. Don't say kesher, meaning don't go with his group. Klomar, kesher risham, who have a kesher risham made him in a minion. It's not a rove. It's a kesher risham. They don't count. So don't worry about it. So what continued? Halach Lach sov lo kever bekiver beis David. What happens? So Shevna, meanwhile, thinks he's such a tzaddik. He goes to hew his own grave in David HaMelech's kvaris. So what does kiver beis David mean? Where's beis David buried? Buried in Hebron? If Yishai is in Hebron, Rus is in Hebron, David in Yerushalayim by David HaMelech, right? So the member one, David HaMelech, he's buried right outside of Shart Zion. It's about 50 amos from Yer David. 50 yamas from Yedavet. So they point out they used to have Beis HaKvaris about 50 yamas outside the city. So that's how they know they're right around there. That's where the kever is. So last little kever, Bekiver Beis David, Bon Navi Va'amarlo. So Yishayahu comes to tell him, says, "What are you doing here? Malacha Pilchapo. What are you doing? You accept the po kever? You're ewing a grave here. Sorry. Hine Hashem metaltelcha taltel gvar. Hashem's going to send you into Galus." Meaning you're not going to be here. Amarav, and we just say till tuvah the gavur kashim the itza, and a man going into galus is even worse because nobody has rachmanis on a man. You see, a woman that's traveling, maybe she'll have some rachmanis, but it's even harder. The otzcha ato, and this is continuing. Yishayahu talking. Amarav Yosi Rechanina Malavi Shaparcha about saras. At that moment, he got saras. Ksiv hacha the otcha ato v'ksiv hasam v'alsafam yate. Right, same word. Vitzanof yitznafcha tsneifa kadur el eretz rechavas yadayim v'chulu. And what does that mean? He'll be covered. He'll be covered like the armies will cover him. Tana hu bigesh kamo beis adonav l'figal nepa kvodo l'klon. He'll be covered with embarrassment. He wanted to embarrass his master's house, and therefore he was embarrassed. How so? As follows. Ki avi nafik ihu. So what happened? So Shevna had all of his armies. He said, "You know what? Guys, let's go and surrender. We're going to get Chizkiyahu in trouble." So he goes out, and he's the first one out the door. And as he goes out of the door, out of the gate of the city, asa Gavriel achti l'dasha b'api mashriyasa. Right, quickly, Gavriel gives him a little push and closes the door. So he's the only one on the outside. And what happens? Amrule, and so they say, the Sanherib's men comes to him and say, Mashiyascha Echa, where's your army that said is ready to surrender? Amru Hadribi. They're tricksters. They retracted. They went back. Amrule, if that's true, Imkena Chuchika Machayachasban, you're making a joke of Sanherib. You're making fun of him. So Nakvu Ba'akavav, they made holes in his feet. V'tal'uhu biznavi suseihem. And they tied him up to the tails of horses. V'hayu megarin also alakosim albarkanim. And they rode him all over thorns and thistles. A terrible end. But again, he was more of a malchus. And he was going against the Dvar Hashem. Interesting discussion. The Rama writes in Yerodeya. Rama writes in Yerodeya in Shin Lamed Tes. Shin Lamites says the Rama, Yesh Omrim de'ein chotzvin lo kever afal pisho eno imo babayis arachas yamus. Some say don't dig a grave until the person dies. Number one, the aser lachsov shum kever lios pasuach ad lamachar shelo yikbru bo hameis ba'oso hayom the yesh sakana bedavar. Quoting from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is mostly not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This one is. Quotes the Rama, you can't dig a grave and have it left open overnight. That's Sakana Bedavar. Right? That is the halacha quoted in the Rama. And that's what generally, most of it doesn't come up. But the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach writes, he has a tshuva in Yerodeh and Reis Samach, that there's in Yerushalayim, there was some that used to dig graves beforehand and leave it overnight. If they knew, I don't know, even if they're not going to do a burial for the next day or whatever the case may be. So he quotes this minug in Yerushalayim that they used to have them open. So he says, maybe it's based on a marshal. The marshal says, Tadafka kishahames kvar muta lal haaretz. If there's a mace there and you're not burying the mace, so that's a zilzal in the mace. You have the mace, you have the grave, you're not burying him. That's when you can't leave it open. That's the sakana. Aval kishein sham mace, ain kan sakana. But if there's no mace, there's no sakana. Ukinire shalzeh samchri b'Yerushalayim, laniya kever pasuach. That must be what the minhag of Yerushalayim is, to leave a kever pasuach. Why? To be a dua, to ika mace ba'ir, because you know, if there's any mace in the city, you wouldn't leave them, because they bury at night. You bury even balayla. Only in a place where they don't bury at night, and you're going to bury, let's say, for the next morning, that is not allowed. You're not allowed to do it beforehand. There is a story. I've seen it elsewhere, but it's quoted here in the Maoris Hadaf, that the Rabbi Levine passed away on a Friday. Rabbi Levine, the tzaddik in our time. And the Chevra Kadisha thought they wouldn't have to be able to do it because before Shabbos, but someone told them, because they wouldn't have time to dig, but someone told them, the Chevra had been dug previously. And they went there and hakachave. It had been done previously. It was obvious they had time to bury him on Friday. Why? Because a few years earlier, Reb Aryeh Levine had asked the watchman of the cemetery to dig him a grave in a plot which he had bought and fill it with loose earth. Why? Because he said, maybe I'll be nifter on a Friday, and they won't have a chance to dig my grave. A few years earlier, Barry Levine was a special man. So he was right. He visited all the captives. That's what he said. That's where Barry Levine was able, because he said, dig it and fill it in. That's another way when it might be, you might not violate the Ramah. If you fill it in with loose earth, so it's ready, and it's easy to open up. Why are we talking about this here? Shevna was trying to dig his own grave. Right, that's one of the sources quoted. He was obviously still alive, right? He was in his own grave. That's what some of the posts can discuss it in this context. Weiter. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Elazar, Shevna, Baal Hana, Haya, Shevna was into Gashmias. He was Baal Hana. Ksiv Hacha, Lech Ba, Ela Sochen Azeh, it uses the Lashon of Sochen, Viksiv Hassam, Vatilo Sochenes, and by Avishag, it says Sochenes, he showed that he was into Gashmias, into Hana. Ki Ashasos, Yehare Sun, Tzadik Ma Paol. It says, if the foundations were destroyed, what could a Tzadik do? So, three pshat in what that pasuk refers to. One of them is Shevna. Rav Yehuda, Rav Eina. Chad amar, ilu Chizkia v'siyato neharasim. If Chizkia and his armies would have been, and his team would have been destroyed, Tzadik Mapoa, what would a Tzadik say? Meaning what? The Ben Yehoyada says, there was more Torah learning in the time of Chizkia than in any generation in history. I mean, Don Vad Bersheva, they checked every little kid knew Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So if they were destroyed, says the Ben Yoyada, everybody would have said, Tzadik V'Ralo, how could it be so much Torah, and this is what occurs? That's what the pasuk refers to. The Chad Amar is referring to as follows. Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yihare, Tzadik Mapal. If the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashasos is the Beis HaMikdash. Tzadik Mapal. So what could a Tzadik do? Right? There's no Beis HaMikdash. V'Ula Amar, Ilu Machshevosav Shaloso Rasha Einin Neherasos. If the thoughts of Shevna wouldn't have been destroyed, Tzadik Mapal, we wouldn't have been able to make it. Tzchizkia would not have been able to survive. So Bishlam Lamanda Amar Ilu Machshevosav Shaloso Rasha Haino Dechshiv Ki Hashasos Yehere Sun. I understand the pasuk referring to the third one, because Hashasos elsewhere, you know, means thoughts. So thoughts of Shevna. Rashi quotes where? Ulaman da Amar Beis HaMikdash Namid. Even the Beis HaMikdash, you know the word Shasos could refer to the Beis HaMikdash. Titznan, because the Mishnah says in Yuma, Evan Haisa Shami, most Nivim Harishonim, Vishasiya Haisa Nikres, the Evan Shasiya. So you see, Shasos could refer to the Beis HaMikdash. Ulaman da Amar Chizkia Vesiyasa. But according, if you say it's Chizkia, Heche Ashkan Sadiki Dikr Shasos, where do you have Sadikim that are called Shasos? Dechsiv, Kil Hashem Mitzuki Aretz, Vayoshes Aleim Tevel. To Hashem are the pillars of the world, and He sets upon the world. He sets them upon the world. I mean, He sets the Talmidei Chachamim upon the world. Okay, fine. Or you say it from this pasuk, Hivli Eitzah Higlo Toshia. Toshia, Shaso, similar words, so you see it talks about wisdom. Period. Amar of Chana, and a couple of more agadic lines. Lama Nikra Shema Toshia. Why is Torah called Toshia? Mipnei Shehi Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. Because it weakens the koach of a person. Weak is the koach of a person. Ask the Taras Chaim. I would assume if you schlep heavy loads all day, that makes you even weaker. What do you mean the Torah is Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam? Now the answer is no, because when you're focused on Torah, then you don't focus as much on your body, you're focused on Ruchnius. You're focused on Ruchnius all your life. So that's Mateshes Kocho, the physical koach. Physical koach, because you're not focusing on it. Kachi Darkashal Torah. Shkala Osik Banasa Koach Chomro Tosh Kadeshi Yizgabra Lov Koach Nishmaso Vedaita Vakachmaso. Right, that's what he says, because you're focused on the Ruchnius, and that's why it gets even greater. Or another pshat I saw from the Yalkut Yoshua. What do you mean, Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam? Because the more I learn, the more I realize I have to improve and I have to do. If I don't learn anything, I think I'm amazing. I think I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. I'm perfect. I'm strong. But once you start learning, it's Mateshes Kocho. It weakens your koa because you realize you have a lot more to do. You have a lot of reason, you have a lot more to work on. Two great pshatim. Dover Acher, continuing Tushia, Sheninu Bachashoi, B'Briya Satan. Or Tushia is from Chashoi, last week's Parsha. The second luchos were given in private, b'pnei ha-satan, because of the satan, because it is you didn't want it to the satan to have to get to it. Davar acher tushia dvarim shel tohu shehaolam mishutas aleihem, or tushia Torah is dvarim shel tohu that the world has the foundation on. What do you mean tohu? So again, the Ben Yoyada says that because sometimes people read a piece of Gemara and they think, what kind of crazy piece of Gemara is this? Doesn't make any sense. What kind of story is this? What kind of this? That's Dvar. It looks like tohu. It looks like nothingness, but really there's so much more there. Omar Ula, Machshava Mo'elat Afilu L'Divrei Torah. A thought affects even Divrei Torah. Rashi says, too much worries about one's life, about one's parnasa, affects you and doesn't let you even learn Torah properly. Meaning we have to get out of parnasa, but then we have to realize ultimately that You know, we do our Ishtavlus, and that's all we could do. Shenemar, Mefer Machshavos Arumim, Velo Taseni Yedeyam Tushia. So you see there also. Amar Rava, Amar Rava, Imasukin Lishma, Einomo Elis. If we're Osek in it Lishma, so then it's not going to have a negative effect. Shenemar Rabbos Machshavos Blavish, Vasaz Hashem Itakum, Eitza Sheish, Batvar Hashem, Hitakum Olam. As long as we're into it Lishma, so that is all we need to do. The Marsha says, Machshava is the problem, but that's why you have to talk when you learn. You can't just think about it. You have to talk. That's what he says, Machshava Sarubim. But Dibur gets out of all problems. Vaiter, two more minutes. Amr Yudei Masai, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, when do we say that Masachim Kuvi is a problem? Rabbi Yehuda says only if that's what he does for a living. Amr Biva, Amr Blazer, Alak Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that way. Amr Biva, Amr Blazer. Kulan Tzrich Nachrachat Zubabazdin. All these people who are apostle, in order to become pasul, they need to be announced in court. This guy did this and he's pasul. He needs achraza in court. Roeh, what about a shepherd, which is not in the Mishnah? Pligi barabach baravina. Chadam rabo yachraza, v'chadam alo bo yachraza. Read the machlokas. Bishlam alamand alo bo yachraza. According to the one that says you don't need achraza, hainu da'am review the marav, stam roeh pasul. That fits in, because a stam roeh is pasul, so you don't need to announce, because he's a roeh, so you know he's pasul. El alamand da'am bo yachraza, my stam roeh pasul. But if you say, anis achraza, what do you mean? A stam roeh is pasul. So, de mistama machrizinon Allah. No, it means he's stam, and therefore we'll be machmers about him, even if we don't know for sure if he did anything wrong. Well, two more lines. He matana davi chasimi alei train gazlanim. There was a star matana that two gazlanim signed on it. Sav Rav Papa bar Shmuel achshurei dehalo achrizinon alayhu. Rav Papa wanted to be machshurit because after all, they weren't announced yet in court. So Amar Le Rava, Nehid to be inan achraza, but Gazlan to Rabbanon, but Gazlan to Araisa, you be inan achraza? Gazlan to Araisa, but Yedisa to Araisa is automatic. You don't need to be machriz except by Yedisa to Rabbanon, the ones in our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Eid Zomeim. Lamafreya Mikan Lahaba, we have two of the six Yalkagams tomorrow. Two of the six Yalkagams are on tomorrow's daf, and then we get into Bezer on Amud Beis, we get into all the Krovim, who are Pusel, that's in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was doubly sponsored. First, it was sponsored the Refuah Shleima, Bela Chana Bas Esther, the Refuah Shleima, and it was also sponsored in memory of Dr. Gustav Kaplan by his daughter and son-in-law, Susan and Howard Kahn. Thank you very much for the sponsorship.